46 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, 21st day of May. Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and WWC Engineering. James T. in the room. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Yeah, a little wind.
It's raining
wind,
again.
Wind, rain.
Yeah.
Wind, 31 miles an hour right now.
Hopefully this is it for the rest of this weekend.
Pretty good tomorrow. Actually, really nice tomorrow. Sunny and 70.
Only, but there's always going to be the possibilities. It is in May.
Yeah.
Kind of how it works.
We got a little, man, I tell you what, we're not going to be turning on any lawn sprinklers anytime soon.
No, very true. Good.
Lawnmowers were turning on left and right. Hey, Mr. T is 73 today.
I pity the
fool. The old A-team. Oh, good one, James.
There we go. Look at that.
You remember, he was in Rocky III.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Yeah. Judge Reinhold, actor, 68. Okay. You know what I remember him in? The Santa Claus films.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Okay. Take my word for it. 1819, James. We're going back. The first bicycles imported from England appeared on the streets of New York. Within a month, the city banned them because hazardous to public safety.
By the way, Judge Reinhold, you think of the Santa Claus movies? You don't think of
Santa Claus films?
Immediately, I think of Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw his face.
Okay. All right. Everybody thinks differently on different things, right?
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's American Red Cross Founders Day today.
Okay.
Eat more fruits and veggies.
Sure.
I try.
Everybody should try.
Yeah.
That's a good rule of thumb.
It is. I need a patch for the day.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I need a patch for that day.
Okay.
Okay. Tea day. Let's have some tea. Do you drink tea? I don't know if I've ever seen you drink tea.
No, I'm not a tea guy.
I didn't think so.
Absolutely not.
Okay. How about juice slushy day?
Yeah, I can get down with that.
Yeah. All right.
Slushies.
Well, maybe have one of those today.
Yeah, I'll slam a slushy.
Yeah, and a strawberry and cream day. Strawberries and cream, yeah.
Why not?
It's waiters and waitresses day today, if I said that correctly.
Waiters and waitresses.
Yeah. Customer service day.
Shout out my brother.
Yeah. Waiter. Yeah.
It's his day today. You should do this every day, but also treat your waiters and waitresses good today.
Absolutely. You have to send him a text.
Probably not.
Okay.
He doesn't need another day.
Yeah. James, what do you think of this? I think it's Bush.
Okay.
NFL players are going to participate in flag football in the 2020 Olympics. Really?
Why?
Showcase their skills in flag football. There's so many other sports that are more deserving than NFL players playing flag football, which they're going to play halfway through anyway because they don't want to get hurt.
Well, wait a minute. Do you have a problem when the hockey players are playing Olympic hockey?
No, but they're not playing flag hockey either.
All right. Well, do you care about when the...
They're going to play a game.
They're not going to play tackle football because then they'll just kill everybody.
Oh!
They're not going to play tackle. They're just going to kill everybody.
Play the game.
They're doing it. They're actually doing it. The fact that it's flag football and the NFL players are playing, it's probably a good thing they're not playing tackle football because, God forbid, we get the U.S. taking on Austria and it's 6'3" CeeDee Lamb going up against some random former high school teacher at the cornerback.
Well... That's what you get into. That's why, it's like, come on. That's just my personal opinion. I'm sorry, but flag football.
No offense to Austria, by the way. They could have some very good athletes.
I'm sure.
Hey, just another
sport. There's so many other sports that are deserving.
Another sport for the U.S. to win. How about that? There you go. They get the gold medal.
So many other sports deserving.
If anything, if they didn't allow the NFL players to compete, I'd be like, okay, that's understandable.
All right, James, I want you to Google this and see what it comes up.
Okay. Right?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
For human interest here, I want you to Google World Naked Bike Ride, Sheridan, Wyoming.
Okay.
World Naked Bike Ride, Sheridan, Wyoming. There is The WNBR, World what? Naked Bike Ride. Global clothing optional event where participants ride bikes to promote environmental sustainability and cyclist safety. Originating in Spain in 2001, the event now takes place in cities around the world.
Yeah.
There is no single date.
Why did you ask me to do Sheridan, Wyoming?
Because they asked you to find out where it might be in your area.
Oh.
Okay. And I'm just curious if there's going to be a world naked bike ride in our area.
No. No, that's not happening here. It doesn't look
you
like
don't
it.
See anything.
No, I'm seeing a lot of things I should not be looking at.
Oh, yeah, no, we should probably, don't be typing naked into Google.
You told me to look this up.
I know I did, and I didn't realize it was going to probably take you to some things we don't want to go to.
Well, it took me to the World Naked Bike Ride.
Okay.
And guess what? They're
naked. X out of that.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Bad move. My bad. Okay. Man swallows a knife on purpose. Doctors in China saved the life. He swallowed a 3-inch knife to avoid charges of possessing a weapon.
Hey, you know what? To be fair, he said you probably see people do that all the time with the swords. So it's like, hey, what is this?
Right. Hey, a security guard in China was spotted by police smuggling 2 suitcases of stolen eggs out of the egg factory where he worked. When they investigated, they found more 1,000 in his refrigerator.
I mean, can you blame the guy?
As well as soap, soap, meat, boxes of tissues.
I feel like if you're working at an egg factory, you should get...
And bottles of detergent.
You should get comped the eggs. No? That feels like fair.
You can take a dozen home a week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A little perk.
Why not?
Perk of working at the egg factory.
Exactly.
Right?
We all get perks for that.
The egg fanatic has scribbled dates on them in pen to remind him when to eat his next egg-heavy meal.
Okay. He sounds like the wow. Unabomber of eggs.
Stealing the eggs. All right. Things you didn't know today. Hey, did you see Bill Belichick and Jordan Houston are engaged?
Jordan
now?
Hudson.
Or yeah. Hudson, whatever his name is.
There's a...
73-24. Who cares? Whatever. People make people make a big deal of it. I really don't care. Fine.
No, I don't know. I normally don't care. There's a lot of stuff around it where I'm like, this is very interesting. This is very odd.
I got more important things to worry about than Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend.
I don't care. Usually the age difference, I mean, obviously depending, but like in this situation isn't that big of a deal, but It's the whole situation is kind of odd.
Okay. Whatever, James.
There's a lot to look into.
All right. Hey, 38 years. Remember Lethal Weapon? Now, this was a long time ago. 38 years after the very first one, Danny Glover, Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to reunite for a fifth one.
Yeah, that's been something they've been doing, obviously, for some reason.
Now, Danny is 78.
Yeah.
And Mel's almost 70.
I'm excited to see them jump over fences and stuff.
I know,
it's
right?
Be real good.
They're going to be running through the geriatric unit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I guarantee you, Bob, that will be a joke in the movie.
I'll bet it will
be. I
guarantee
be. It.
I'll bet they'll be in a nursing home or something.
They'll run through a nursing home.
They'll run through a nursing home.
That
you
will
bet,
be a joke in that movie.
I bet it will. Katy Perry not performing in Las Vegas. Remember we were talking about residency?
Uh-huh.
She had a 3-year residency at the Resorts World.
Yeah.
It's been a bomb the whole time.
Yeah, I heard about that. I saw somewhere that I think I saw that she got banned for like they banned her permanently or something because it's been performing so bad.
Jeez.
Yikes.
Now, Tom Cruise said he's going to continue to make movies into his hundreds.
I believe that.
He'll
be 103 years old and we'll still see him doing sprinting scenes in his
action
movies.
Yeah, man, he's fit as a fiddle.
Yeah. He's awesome. I love Tom.
I read something. Yeah, I like his acting. I saw him from a distance in person once. I'm like, dang, that guy's
really?
Not very
He's
tall.
Tiny guy.
Yeah. I was like shocked. No big deal, but it was interesting. When you see actors on TV, you don't really know how tall they are.
Well, they do that. For
yeah, you know, the camera angles.
Well.
Yeah, the camera angles and everything else. Yeah, yeah. But I saw something, and it's been a while, on his diet, every day. No, virtually no cheat days. Just strict as a fiddle.
You know what? If he loves what he, I mean, obviously he loves what he does. So maybe to him it wouldn't be a cheat day. It would be a I'm letting everyone down day.
I know, right? Okay. Hey, if you're in the store and you see a new flavor of Sprite, check it out. Sprite Tea.
Okay, what are we doing?
Is available now. Zero sugar, or you can do it with the sugar. Sprite Tea.
How about just no Sprite Tea?
I don't know.
What if we just existed without that? I think we'd be okay.
Okay. Since the inception, we got Indy 500 this weekend, right?
Yeah, it's a big race weekend.
Yeah, big race weekend.
Monaco's this weekend, too.
I got a trivia question for you there, sports guy.
Okay.
Since its inception in 1911, how many women have participated in the Indy 500?
Oh, no.
I would have never guessed this. I love it, though.
Is it more
the only
than
one
I
know
assume?
Is Danica Patrick.
Yeah, I know,
you know?
Danica Patrick has done it. I have no idea. I don't follow a lot of Indy car stuff.
Right. Nine.
Wow. How about
I
that?
Know, right?
I know that.
Find all their names and put them up and what years they ran in those. I wonder what year the first woman ran in the Indy 500.
I'm googling right now.
Why do I have that feeling that you are?
Janet Guthrie was the first.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That was in 19
Was that in the 70s?
Yes, in the 70s, late 70s.
I remember that very well. Janet Guthrie. Yes. I do remember that. So nine women since her.
Eight women since
her. Eight women since her, yeah.
There's Desiree Wilson, Lynn St. James, Sarah Fisher, Danica Patrick, Milka Duno, Anna Beatriz, Simona de Silvestro, and Pippa Mann, Catherine Leggy, and that was the last one, Catherine Leggy.
I only know, I remember Janet Guthrie. I do remember that. I don't remember the other ones.
Yeah.
Well, and Danica Patrick.
Hey, first one through the door is always, you know.
Right.
The most popular, probably.
Good for them.
And Danica.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Oh,
I had
see?
No idea.
That's good for them. Why do we always, what do we, what's the first priority of this show, James?
Learn something new every day.
There you go.
Learn something new every
good
day.
Good job. I've not drilled that into your head, have I?
No. I hear it every single day, but no.
All right, James, a study says having a job you like is the most important factor to having a fulfilled life.
That makes sense.
Right? Okay.
20%
of the food you bought the last time you went to the grocery store, I'm very cognizant of this because I hate it, is wasted, thrown away. 20%.
20% is a lot.
I know.
Think of how much cash you're just throwing down the drain. 20%.
I know. One final one here, James. What percent of people blowing your nose is one of the worst things you can do on a first dinner date?
What percentage of people think?
Yeah.
Blowing your nose on the first, that's got to be like 60%.
You'd think. 35%.
Okay. How about that?
I got a girl across from me and she blows her nose in front of me? I'm going to go,
it's not the end of the world. Come on.
I'm kind of thinking this might be a date killer.
No, I'm thinking she's the one.
James is next with Swap Shop. You're listening to News Talk 930. KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.